someone coming here.
There you go, Mr. Chairman.
No. Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. I'm going to appoint a seat to Juan Gordon for Arlene Fiena and Steve Clark for Jeremy Flick.
About somebody for Jim Cropley. Tom?
Town Clark for Jim Cropley. See, I thought you were on.
That's okay.
Just could you please tell me, for the board clerk's sake, how many people are in the audience there?
Five,
thank you.
Okay, the first order of business is approval of minutes of June 14th.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as is.
There a second?
Second it.
We had the wrong lights on. Okay.
Who seconded that, please?
Rodney.
Rodney did, thank you. Board clerk has her hand raised.
Who actually made the motion?
Tom.
Which Tom?
Tom Crockett.
Thank you.
Is there any discussion? And let's see, I'll call the roll. Quan?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Crockett?
Aye.
Tom Robbins?
Aye.
Robin Fournier?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye.
So that's 6 in favor, 0 opposed, 0 abstentions.
Next is residents forum, and that's for anyone to speak on an item which is not on the agenda tonight. Oh, I see Jeff Scala joining.
You hadn't seated anybody for Jeff.
He knew I was showing up.
Okay, I don't see any. I don't see any members of the public on Zoom, and I don't see any hands raised here. So that means staff reports.
In general, most of the staff work has been on things you're seeing on the agenda tonight. In addition to that, we've met with several members of the public who are looking at purchasing property and wondering, you know, what they can do with that property. We have started work on, you will have noticed, work on 271 Hop River Road, the gas station. That building permit was issued a week ago or so. And we have applied for the permits to connect the gas station to the Hop River Trail with the state. I really can't speak to any of Mike's zoning enforcement stuff. I don't know if I did not see an email from him, and I know he couldn't be here tonight. So if there's anything specific you'd like me to get from him, I can do that and email it to the commission if that's, if you'd like.
Oh, if you would just make a activities and send it out on the email, that would be useful.
What kind of activity, Tom?
Summary of his activities, what we've been doing.
Okay.
We are interested in the enforcement.
Okay.
I would just pass along a courtesy note just to remind Mike about my request follow-up last meeting with the transit live ride share research, just as a courtesy note, just as a follow-up.
Quan, thank you actually for saying that. Mike did tell me that he was working with Mystic, or I think it was Mystic, to get some plans and stuff to be able to show the commission. So I know he hasn't gotten them yet, but I will again just tell him that you were asking.
All right, perfect. Appreciate it. Thank you.
But he did mention it, and I forgot to tell you that he did not forget.
Okay, perfect.
On the agenda is public hearing, application, zoning regulation amendments to section 6A14 and 8B2B to amend traditional multiple dwelling complexes for the elderly seniors and allow in the neighborhood business zone. Michael Bagnacki, number PL-23-4, and the applicant is here.
Would you like me to read the legal notice, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, please.
The Bolton Planning and Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing on Wednesday, July 12th, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. virtually and in Town Hall Meeting Room, 222 Bolton Center Road, Bolton, Connecticut, to hear Michael Bagnacki's petition to amend zoning regulations section 6A14 and AB2B for traditional multiple dwelling complexes for seniors and allow those activities in the NB zone. Application number PL-23-4. Said proposal is on file for review in the Bolton Land Use Department and on the town's website, and it does list the link to the town's website. All interested parties may attend virtually or in person and testify or may submit written testimony. This was dated at 19th of June, 2023 and published in the Hartford Current on June 30th and July 7th, 2023 in accordance with the state statutes.
We have these in the zoning, in the regulations, changes in red.
Yes, there were, because it wasn't in the, it was in the previous packet, so I had Danielle just make another copy in case you didn't bring the previous packet with you, but the changes are in the regulations are made in red that Mike has proposed.
If anyone would like, we have some copies. Well, first applicant.
Asking to change the regulation. Allow for senior housing units in the neighborhood business zone. And these are the age restricted 62 and over one bedroom units, no greater than 1,000 square feet. Each unit. The intention, it's to try to fill a need in the community for senior housing. Good shortage in that area. And, what I, if this all went together, I would be making these so they would handicap, fully handicap accessible also. But not necessarily, you know, handicap, but, you know, the older everybody gets, they can use a little, you know, grab bars and stuff like that, and the showers that, you know, someone could get into easily, that sort of thing. Each of the units would have a patio at the rear for, you know, people to be able to enjoy the outdoors. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
Thank you very much. Are there any comments from the members of the commission?
I think it's a wonderful idea, and I hope it goes through.
I think it's something both needs. It'd be nice if all the apartments could be rented to people lived in Bolton for 40 years who are looking to downsize, and plus would free up some housing stock for other people to move into town. I think it's a great idea.
Why do you want to restrict it to elderly versus just creating smaller one-bedroom apartments?
That was the recommendation. And also to fulfill a need in the community.
Oh, is there any need for small single bedroom apartments for non age restricted housing?
There probably is.
We already do allow for traditional dwelling complexes that aren't necessarily for the elderly, Jeff. So I think that need is fulfilled. When Mike came in to chat with staff about this, we were basically trying to get allow for something different from just these a monster complex. And this is actually only applicable, this change, in the neighborhood business zone. And I think the way staff feels about it is if it's successful, then maybe we expand it to other zones at that point.
But, well, do we allow this type of development, whether it's age restricted or not, in this type of zone?
In the neighborhood business zone, I think you have to be above a like a business.
Well, personally, I have mixed feelings about age restriction housing because I think it's discriminatory against young people. So I'm just wondering why do we want to age restrict it versus just open it up to this style of housing in the zone?
Well, the plan of conservation and development supports a diverse number types of housing, and one of the types of housing is for seniors. Seniors, as I will admit, young people who are trying to live in town, seniors are trying to downsize and stay where they've been. For the most part, if you have younger people trying to move in, maybe it's children who grew up here, who've left for college and now coming back and want to live mm-hmm. here. I completely understand that. There's are regulations that allow for that type of housing already. And Mike saw...
But not in the neighborhood business.
I quite honestly, I'm not sure about the neighborhood business zone, but they've got the whole R2 zone. You can now have accessory dwelling mm-hmm. units on every single property in town. So, I mean, those aren't age restricted.
No, my feeling is if this type of housing is not permitted in the neighborhood business, we just open it up and not age restrict it.
I think as a landlord, since it's going to be six units, it'd be a lot easier to maintain the property and peace and quiet and everything else. If it was,
we're not talking about any specific project here. He may have a project in his mind, but he's asking for a zone change. So these could land anywhere. If we pass the regulations, these can land anywhere in the neighborhood business zone. And we have a few of them. So this doesn't have an application for a specific site at this point.
Well, I think that might be one of the reasons too. We might say this would be easier to be a landlord with this type of property. So that's a business decision for him, and he's willing to take that risk.
Patrice?
Yes.
When the board receives a text amendment.
Yes.
Do we have to go with the amendment as presented, or are we allowed to tinker with it?
You can tinker with it somewhat, but I mean, you can't change the whole dynamic of it. And so, you know, if you want to turn this into other than senior housing, I think you'd have to probably hold the hearing open. Did I freeze up?
Your video is frozen, but I still can hear you.
Okay, there we go. Okay. If you're opening it up to that, then you probably need to hold the hearing open and maybe re-advertise it. If you're making slight changes, that's one thing, but if you're going to change the trajectory of it, he is asking.
Looks like we lost Patrice.
Juan's got a question.
Yeah, we lost Patrice.
Yep.
Juan? You have your hand up?
I do.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say he's asking to alter a specific session that is already about apartments for the elderly. He's not asking to alter the section that has nothing to do with the elderly. So all he's saying is he wants to be able to allow the traditional multiple dwelling complexes for the elderly in one more zone. If the commission feels that they should do this in other zones, then we can go back on our own and look at those zones and decide how you want to modify that. But he's asking to amend a specific section that is already just addressing the elderly. And we've actually asked him to rename this from elderly to seniors, just to, make it a little more appropriate.
Okay, come on, please go ahead.
Yeah, I think, so I do have somewhat mixed thoughts. Jeff brought up several key points, which I agree with. However, as a person who actually served on the former diversity commission that presented our findings earlier this year, one of the populations that was identified as not having full representation was elderly persons. And one of the things that came up was affordable housing. I think overall the idea what is being presented is good. However, I do think it makes sense to make sure we're not locking ourselves in into a situation where we're not going to be able to be pliable or amendable for that type of zoning, for that type of housing in the future when it comes to age restrictions.
Yeah, I agree with Jeff and Quan, but I'm willing to let this amendment move ahead and
so some of the other
make any other changes on our own in the future.
Yeah, I mean, again, this he is asking to amend a section that is already just about elderly housing. It's not about housing for everyone. Just so to put this into the record, we did refer this to the Capital Region Council of Governments. They responded they find no apparent conflict with the regional plans or policies or concerns, and that the CROG staff commends the amendment to better enhance public health for all ages. We did notify neighboring municipalities. We did not receive any comments from them. There is a staff report that discusses the amendments for seniors and specifically the key issues that are taken from the plan of conservation and development that support this change. Increase housing diversity for seniors, among others, but for seniors is one of the ways listed. It talks about the traditional multiple dwelling complex and can allow for up to 60 units for senior housing development. This is small development, so it would be under the 60 units. This is the kind of thing that we talked about when we did the plan of conservation development. Yes, we talked about diversity in all housing and affordable housing, housing for younger people, housing for seniors, but this is a need. We've heard it in the surveys that the town has taken. And again, he's actually asking to change the regulation that already just applies to the seniors. We are also we did also ask him to add some things. There should be an outdoor amenity in each of these complexes, gazebo, walking path, decks, those kind of things. He obviously has to meet public health code. Every unit has its own direct access and therefore it could be managed as a complete ADA unit. I do note that one of the questions in the chat from an audience member, and I'm sure you'll open it up to the audience, Mr. Chairman, but one of the questions was, will these be ADA compliant? I don't know the building code and whether that requires, Mike would know that better than I would, but I know he can make them ADA requirement if he needs to or wants to, just because based on the way they've got their single entrance. And there are no cellars or basements. Is that correct, Mike? No basements are required.
Okay, I have a question. In B2, onwards, maybe crossed off. Minimum parking space requirements shall be 1.5 spaces per dwelling unit. Wasn't there a recent state statute passed? It said it could only be one.
Yeah, well, he's not changing that. That's current.
I know it's current, but hasn't the state statute changed on that?
I don't know if that's applicable to this type of housing or not. I don't know.
We could take that up in the future also.
So you're saying it should be one instead of 1.5?
Yes.
I mean, that's up to Mike. That is the current regulation. So, and it applies to, you know, all of this section. If you want to change it to one, that's fine. But again, it has to be agreeable to the applicant.
Yeah, I just, like I said, that's a we can take that up in the future also. Let's see. I'll just read the comments from Nick Schifrin that are in the chat. Handicapped or no, super unclear what you're getting at here. Would the code require you to be fully ADA compliant regardless? The building code requires that all units on the ground floor of an apartment that doesn't have an apartment building that doesn't have an elevator be a group B unit, and those are not fully accessible. But this is a nuance of what the building code would require. The building code does not require ADA compliance. Although the ADA standards are very, very similar, building code actually references the ICC ANSI accessibility standards. Nick Schifflin says, great point, Jeff. This affects the entire town for the foreseeable future. And let's see. So he says, the man in the blue button down is saying that people who are not seniors are more difficult to have as tenants equals discriminatory. And let's see, we have a new message. And he says, thank you. Okay, any other members of the public that would like to speak on this issue?
I'd love to.
And would you please state your name and address?
Takesha Friend, 56 West Street.
Thank you.
All right, first, so I have first name is Sydney.
Thank you.
S-Y-D-N-E-Y. I didn't have time to submit this letter, so I'd like to read it for the record. Dear Commission, we own the property and reside at 56 West Street. This is our home where we are raising our family. Our property abuts the property of Mr. Bignacki that is the subject of this application for an amendment to the zoning regulations. We are opposed to the requested amendments for the following reasons, and we ask that you deny the requested modifications. The purpose of the new build of the NB zone per section 8B.1 of zoning regulations are summarized as follows, quote, to support shopping and services in a village atmosphere for residents, end quote, not for multi-dwelling housing. Quote, due to lack of sewer and water, the area cannot support the intensity of development intended for general business zone, end quote. Quote, because the zone is geographically small and surrounded by rural or residential uses, developments should avoid adverse impacts to the value of surrounding properties to avoid traffic hazards or congestion and to regulate the nature of the uses so that they provide necessary convenience, shopping for local needs, but no more than that, end quote, i.e. not for multi-dwelling or senior housing. Modification to the regulations to allow multi-dwelling housing and or high-intensity housing structures does not fall within the intent or spirit of the regulation and is detrimental to the local neighborhood. This proposal not only reduces the minimum lot size, which we haven't discussed, but even though the lot size is reduced by more than 40%, it still allows for the same density of development on the current lot size. It's highly unusual for any Connecticut rural community to allow development of lots of only 1 acre, 40,000 square feet, for the simple reason that small lot size creates a high density use, even for single family structures, never mind multi-dwelling units, as with this proposal. Reducing the lot size requirement from 70,000 square feet to 40,000 square feet further increases the density to a very high level with significant impact on the local residences, and not only seems unusual, but is unreasonable, particularly in this neighborhood slash residential area, and is in direct contradiction to the stated purpose of the NB zone. If we understand correctly, and it's impossible that I did not, if this modification is approved, the developer would need to meet the requirements of a special permit per section 16 of the regulations. However, section 16 does not seem to require a public hearing for proposed projects. Not sure. It just doesn't, I wasn't able to find that. We are strongly opposed to this, since this would not allow neighbors to have an opportunity to review the project nor voice support or opposition to a proposal. Any such proposals moving forward should at a minimum require a public hearing to allow for review and discussion of the specific project. Since the proposal for modification of the zoning regulation is from one specific developer and targeted at one specific property, it doesn't seem reasonable or appropriate to modify the regulations to meet the desire of one developer at the potential detriment to the remainder of the community. Based on the above, we respectfully request the following. One, that you deny this application in its entirety since it does not meet with the specific purpose of the NB zone. And two, you modify the special permit section 16 to require a public hearing for anything other than a single dwelling home in the NB zone. Thank you very much.
If you'd like to turn that in, we will enter it into the record. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this is the clerk.
Yes.
Could I ask that person to re-identify herself because my computer was frozen for a few minutes?
Sydney Schifrin.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak?
I'm Ann Lon Lorch, and I own a property of 44 West Street.
And where do you live?
And I live at 100 West Street.
Thank you.
And I agree with everything she just read. We were here a few years ago with the possibility of having a business, multiple business building. We've had a lot more information at that point in time to look at, plans drawn, so we could see what the building looked like, plantings, parking. We have none of that right now to look at. And I know that probably you don't want to invest in that kind of thing until this decision of this is passed by you guys, but I think it's very important that more people than just the people that live next to this property have a say, and I agree with a public hearing, because if this gets passed, this can end up being multiplied in many other places, and I don't know if this rural, very lovely little town wants to have apartment buildings splattered here and there around this entire town. So I think we need to think about that, that it could change the whole dynamic of this community. And that I'm very concerned about. And I've lived here for almost 50 years.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Larry Pease, 66 Seabird Road, he's a star. Lemon Loomis Road. I own 210 acres east, downhill and east of this proposed project with a 90 by 33 building there already. I bought this from the family, and with a 100 foot setback, I call it setback. Tom Kelly would invite me to write words. 100 foot buffer from the thing for the purpose of selling this property, which is now being offered right now for sale. And negotiations with people coming at me. And there's no sign, but for sale. And so therefore I'm worried about this happening, what's gonna do to my potential of having to value the property. We're coming 100 feet above it to park trucks there. Can I apply new people for these people that are trying to buy it from me to come put the business there, small business? And now you're talking about having patios in the back and this and that, and walk out an acre and 10. Is there going to be 12, like she said, is there going to be 12 garbage cans out front on recycling day on this one thing, two and two? Or is it going to be a garbage truck with a dumpster coming in? You know, there's no plans you can see, like the last project he came up with on the plaza. Now it's a new thing, but how come there's no plans? Be okay, then when are we going to see the plans?
This is a text amendment only.
Yes.
That's not a specific project.
So there will be a chance to see the plans.
Correct.
Or can we, like she says, there's no meeting. We can't go to the public.
Patrice.
There is an amendment. Part of this amendment is the fact that it adds any application under this regulation as a special permit. So if the commission passes this and somebody comes in and wants to put in an application for apartments, it would go to special permit. The area of where that would be, the neighbors would get notified, there would be a public hearing, and they would be able to come in, review plans, speak, talk at the public hearing. Yes.
And this is,
just to change the regulations or to amend the regulations. It's not for any specific plan. And currently, just so if you're not aware, Mr. Bugnacki already has a 6-unit business complex approved on the site you're looking at anyway. So there's already six units. There would be no more intense septic or anything like that. There's already going to be a dumpster there because it's businesses. There's already going to be stuff. But I'm just saying, those kind of things would all be heard and reviewed at a public hearing if he decided to move forward with something under the text amendment, if the commission approves it.
I think the public hearing is absolutely critical, but to bring the focus to the intent of the meeting, we've heard a lot of discussion about how great and wonderful it is to offer the senior housing, and I'm not here to age discriminate either, but I did not hear anyone in the commission discuss at all yet the change from 70,000 square feet down to 40,000 square feet. Are we saying that that's acceptable for this town now? You're not going to have any discussion on that whatsoever? I find that a little bit strange. Was the discussion offline? You're not going to have that here?
There are no ex parte conversations.
That's what we hear.
And we know that.
You're
hearing the same as we are.
I mean, that's just the minimum parcel size. Obviously, you would have to have that to begin a project. Instead of 70,000, you'd have to have 40,000 square feet, and you would have to meet the requirements of the public health department. So if for some reason you were putting up four or five units and you couldn't get them all on there with a septic, then you'd have to, the property would have to be larger. You have to meet the public health code. You have to be able to provide water and septic and anything else that's required.
I guess I'm just confused because we started this discussion today. I heard everyone speak favorably of these amendments, and yet I did not hear any discussion of the amendments.
Well, here they are.
Why?
They're very brief, so we will discuss.
Yes. I'd like to know why the commission is in favor of this.
On-site septic, here's the first one. On-site septic systems shall be designed in accordance with the public health code. I don't see how I can oppose that, since that's a requirement of state statute.
As opposed to what it was before.
I think this is a little, this makes it a little clearer.
That's the clarity on that.
Traditional multiple dwelling complexes for, and we're scratching the elderly and we're changing it to seniors.
That didn't really change.
This is political correctness.
Yeah.
May be permitted by special permit in the R2 and NB zones. That's the purpose of the R2 zone. NB zones upon any parcel of land comprised of an area of at least 40,000 square feet. That is the minimum lot size for a single family home.
We're all okay with that.
So it's stated elsewhere, right? And it used to be 70 or something?
40,000 square feet of land for the first six dwelling units, plus 10,000 square feet of land for each additional dwelling unit, up to a maximum of 60 dwelling units inclusive of all phases may be allowed. The 60 dwelling units was already in there. It's the 40,000 square feet is minimum. It is, that is for six dwelling units. That would be 240.
Six one-bedroom dwelling units.
One-bedroom dwelling units. So the maximum occupancy intended by the public health codes is two per bedroom. So that means there would be 12. But in order to get that density, the existing land would have to support it. If it didn't support it, you couldn't do it. And then 10,000 square feet of land for each additional dwelling unit. So you could have six to start, but if you wanted to have seven, it would eventually get if you had 60 dwelling units, it'd be much less dense than the initial.
Increase 600,000 square feet, right? 60 times.
That would be a significant change from what we're used to seeing here in Bolton. I'm struggling now to think of anywhere in Bolton that we have such a thing.
The parking, the old theater.
The apartments on South Road would be very similar.
The apartment, yeah.
That's not on one acre.
You've got apartments at the lakeside, 22 of them, in one building on 2 acres.
That's 11 per acre.
Let me ask a question here.
Yes.
There's a concern about R2 to put this kind of development in, you need a minimum of 60,000. And there's a member of the public saying by allowing this type of development in a neighborhood business, it drops that 60,000 to 40,000. So there's a potential increase in density. I understand, you know, from your argument, Tom, that, you know, the land's got to support it. Would the applicant be okay with amending the requested change in the regulations to just change the provisions to make it 60,000 square foot lot in the neighborhood business to support this? Would that address the concern by the public?
It could apply, right? If it's 60,000. So if you're saying you change it, make it 60, then you'd be out of luck at 40,000. Then you're in debt.
You were breaking up a little bit. Can you say that again?
I understand when you talk about 60,000 instead of 40. He's trying to put it on 40,000 square feet. That's what he's got. So when you talk about 60,000, I understand.
The R2 zone that allows this kind of development, the higher density residential, you know, basically apartments, in R2 requires 60,000 square feet to do this. The neighborhood business zone, the minimum lot size is only 40,000. They're proposing to put this kind of development, elderly housing or senior housing, I'll use the appropriate term, senior housing in a 40,000 square foot lot.
If we accept this change, it will be 40,000 square feet in both R2 and neighborhood business.
No, I'm saying change the, if you want to put the apartment housing on the neighborhood business, the minimum lot size would be 60 instead of 40.
So let's see, in L, you would change it so that it reads, in the R2 and NB zones, upon any parcel of land comprised of an area of at least 60,000 square feet.
Correct.
And what's the reasoning, Jeff? I mean,
address the public's concern in reference to the smaller lot allowing the apartments. I put that question to the applicant. I also put the question to the public. Would that address the public's concerns?
That would be more reasonable, be more in line with how things have been. The appearance is that we're changing our code for a single project. That's how it appears.
Well, we're very cognizant of that. It's all the neighborhood business zones this would apply. So it could apply to, you know, we have what, half a dozen different neighborhood business zones in town?
Yes.
Could apply anywhere in the neighborhood business zone.
I would find 60,000.
So how big is the lot that's in question?
We're not talking about a specific project.
We are talking about an applicant who has chosen 40,000 square feet for the amendment.
Okay.
So it's up to him whether he wants to change it. If he doesn't,
I don't know if the applicant's ready to be able to answer that question.
No, I wouldn't want to change that. What I'm asking. Right. And again, we're trying to, you know, fulfill a need for senior housing. And also, I'll make the other point that presently, similar size buildings already approved on that project with substantially
larger parking lot, twice as big, is already approved there than what would be necessary to build. You know, if we're talking about that, we're kind of jumping the gun here a little. But seeing as it's coming up this way, presently approved is a building that's very similar size. And the parking area is approximately twice as large as what would be necessary for if we were to change this,
this use. Okay, so the applicant basically said no, it is his application. He wants to maintain it 40,000. So I think that's what's on the table at this point.
So the existing building that is proposed there is how many square feet?
I would have to look, but I believe 6,000 square feet. Yeah.
The what you're talking about, the building that's approved already, Rodney, is that right?
Right, that's correct, okay. Yep.
Yeah, I believe it was 60,000 square feet.
With parking lot lighting and
the parking whole lot lighting, dumpster location. There was some kind of detention basin in the back. The parking, though, was way more than one per unit. It was probably four per unit or something like that.
Just want to say, I don't think it's lost on those of us here the difference between the two projects. And if we were here to put to the vote something of that matter, it would be a different conversation, right? We're talking right now about amending the way that this town will, for the future, for however long this goes into effect for, that any 40,000 square foot lot in these zones it'll be possible for us to pack it full of these types of units. And it just doesn't seem to be consistent with the way that Bolton is right now, and it's just heading in a different direction. Isn't that what we're here to consider?
It's only in the neighborhood business zone. There's a small amount of neighborhood business zones.
Well, as written, it's in the R2 and NV zones. Okay. We were discussing the changes. Each unit shall have its own direct access provided by an exterior door. Dwelling unit requirements for full cellars in section F shall be optional. All multiple dwelling complexes for seniors shall contain a minimum of one outdoor amenity, including but not limited to a deck or patio for each unit, common gazebo, walking path on the property, common community room, or other amenity to be approved by the commission. This is a standard language in zoning regulations for residential, multiple dwelling complexes. There's a change from 7D to 7A4, which references open space, conservation, development, multiple dwelling complexes, which is optional. And then there is a change to the neighborhood business zone section under special permit, adding 18 traditional multiple dwelling complexes for seniors. And let's see if we have that. Would it be the trees, would it be appropriate to add the purpose of the neighborhood business zone is to provide convenient shopping and services in a village atmosphere and expand housing choices for residents in the southern portion of Oakland in order to be consistent with the purpose.
Where did you want to add that?
This is HB1.
Okay. That would be an amendment that you would have to ask the applicant if he's willing to agree to that. So you're adding a sentence in that section on the purpose.
and that I understand would be consistent with the plan of conservation development, because it doesn't say which uses have to go on which zones.
No, the plan of conservation and development just outlined that as an all town issue. Apartments for seniors and the like, a diversity of housing choices in all of town. I don't know if you're uncomfortable with the R2 zone and the NB zone at 40,000 square feet, if you wanted to make the R2, whatever you were saying, 60,000 and the NB 40,000, you could do something like that. The NB zone is much smaller. There's only, like Jeff said, six areas. There's four areas actually in town. The R2 zone is quite a bit more extensive than that. It runs all the way off of Route 6 on both sides. And then some other areas here and there, up one by the lake, up over by Cider Mill, and then up off of, not really sure where that is, probably off Notch Road area. So I don't know if that would be more something that was agreeable or not, if that's not even worth doing.
So I'll ask the applicant, would you be agreeable to having us adding a clause to 8B1 to make the purpose of the NB zone consistent with the addition of additional multiple dwelling complexes for seniors?
Yes.
Thank you.
You do have some questions in the chat from the public. Or some comments.
Would we see an analysis on traffic and refuse? It seems that a residence would produce much more than a business. And the answer is, those are parts of the site plan site plan submission that we required as part of the special permit. Should not be applied to the applicant. This applies to the entire town. That is correct. It will apply to the entire town. Low amount of NB zone means that Rognacki's project is a huge percentage of those zones. All the more reason why this appears to be based on a single applicant's request for changes to the town codes. What part of senior housing is a shopping village atmosphere? That was the intent of my change to 8B1. Ray comments on Rognacki's NB zone. Can someone please disclose what percentage of NB zones in town are owned by Michael Rognacki or MTS Builders? This seems like important information.
I'll tell you. I don't know if that's
a legal question
to ask, but I'll tell you, I only own that one.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'm the president of MTS Builders. So.
To that point, what percentage of the town is owned or has been owned in recent years by Mr. Rognacki or MTS Builders? okay.
The houses in town, but.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, I'm not so sure that's a relevant question to what we're discussing here.
No, I'm just reading it out of the chat.
I just want to make sure the applicant wasn't feeling it necessary to answer that question.
Is there any other discussion from the board?
Currently, we're talking about leaving the N2 where? Or the R2.
I don't see why it would be different.
So they'd be the same. Okay.
I mean, I don't see what it is.
Right. So we're talking about leaving them both at 60. No?
Well, that is the discussion.
Oh, okay.
That has not,
all right.
That has not been determined. Do you have an opinion on this issue?
Well, I guess my opinion is based on what our future requirements are going to be, whether we like it or not, by the state. So we can either use this as a starting point because they're going to start requiring us to do this anyways, just to build up the low-income housing versus senior housing versus whatever. That probably plays into most of it, I would say. So I just don't know which way to go on that. If we leave it at 40, they're eventually going to make us do whatever we have to do to squeeze this housing in with however many units we can fit on based on the septic use. It's not going to matter what the square feet is, from what I understand so far. That's my opinion.
Thank you, Tom.
I agree.
How about the special permit? Are we going to have a hearing for the special permit?
Well, the special permit always requires a hearing, public hearing. If it has to go through the special permit process, it has to have a public hearing.
And that would be if this passes, then it goes to special permit.
Oh, if this passes, then he has the option of making an application as anybody who had property in the NB zone or the R2 zone to make an application under this requirement. As a special permit, which would require a hearing, as Tom said.
Traditional multiple dwelling complexes. Traditional multiple dwelling complexes, this is the old language, for the elderly may be permitted by special permit. Was it always a special permit use?
Which would be after this.
That's right. A separate application would have to come in on Mr. Bagnacki's property or any other property. It's not being proposed as an as of right use.
And how many of these neighborhood businesses have we developed in the last 10 years, Patrice? Anything?
How much have we developed in the neighborhood business zone? Is that your question?
Yes.
In looking at the map, the only thing I can that since in the last 10 years is the revamping of the restaurant on West Street. That's in the neighborhood business zone, which turned into Our Place. And then recently we approved another change to that for the church to do their humanitarian stuff and hold services there. I was going to say Villa Luisa, but they're not in the neighborhood business zone.
The cable place moved into the neighborhood business zone on the corner there. I'm sorry, the cabinet maker.
But it was a cable business, and
right.
So it's changed to right. So Dean Cabinetry moved their business there, yes.
Right. He was in a business zone before, but he moved into a neighborhood business.
Right. He was over on Route 44.
Right.
Right.
We made a text amendment to permit light industrial in neighborhood business zones.
Correct. Correct.
Other than that, I can't recall anything.
Nope.
You might be able to go back as far as 20 years.
Country carpenters.
Okay, I stand corrected. Thanks, Tom.
Was he within 20? Was that within 20 years ago?
Yeah.
He's not been there longer than that?
You got to be close.
Okay.
Aging us.
Let's see. Kwan. Do you have anything else to say?
No, I really don't have much more to add other than what has already been discussed. I think it's important that the public does have future opportunities to express their opinions and perhaps, once getting, maps, tables, and other supporting visual materials that may help folks, the public, with other future decisions, and that may help the applicant in the future. But it's my understanding that this right now is just for the change to the business zone, general business zone itself, and we're not approving any plan, particular plan, this evening.
That's right. Steve Clark, did you have anything you wanted to say?
Yeah, I'd like to kind of add that I also agree that I think there needs to be more public input. I don't know enough about this to take a position. I'd like more time to dig into it, to have a better understanding, being able to appreciate the concerns on all parts.
And Jeff, have you said everything you wanted to say?
I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I was on a committee that was trying to get senior housing in Bolton. And many of the members were hoping that they would get to live in such housing, and they all died before anything could happen. And so I'm very sympathetic when a private party comes forward to develop something that we've had a need for a long time. And I introduced the text amendment to permit light industrial in the neighborhood business zone previously. And that's not convenience shopping either. And I find that the proposed change is a reasonable addition to the neighborhood business zone, although with Jeff Scala, if I had my preference, I would I wouldn't go for age restricted housing, but we do need this type of housing, and I intend to vote for this amendment when we can consider it. My understanding is that Steve would like to would like to hold the public hearing open to get more information. Is there anybody who wants? Is there anybody who wants to do that? Okay.
I'm just going to remind the commission that even if you continue the public hearing, the public hearing conversation and the information gathered has to be at a meeting. It can't be at the local coffee shop or on the telephone with somebody in private. These are for public deliberations, for the public to be able to hear what you're saying and thinking and discussing. So if you want something brought to the table for information, we would need to know what sort of information you'd like. If you want to just leave it open to allow the public to come another night and comment, that's fine. But just want to make sure that you understand you're not to go out and have side conversations with people. That's not what that's for.
Okay, if you want to hold it open so that we can be more convinced somehow. It's six.
I'm just trying to get a sense of
the room. Put me in the middle.
Thank you, Roger. That's a big help.
All right, the 6 out of 10. I like the idea of the project. I think it's a good idea, but if we need more time, we need more time.
I agree. I mean, I'm supportive, but right now, when I have more comments, it's fine with me.
I don't think we're going to get any additional. I don't think we're going to get any additional information.
I don't either. No. Best thing we can have is a map with the business zones that are applicable.
I can share that with you right now if you would like.
That map's readily available to anybody who wants to find it.
Right, I'd be happy to put it up on the board, Rodney, if that's if you'd like to take a look at that or if that would help.
Yes, please.
So the neighborhood business zones are purple or pinkish. There are none in north section of town. They all reside in the lower section of town. There's the first one here. Jeff was talking about, this is Country Carpenters over here. And I believe this is Dean Cabinetry on this side. And you go down a little further, there's another section of neighborhood business zone here, still on 85. There's another neighborhood section, business zone section here, Lyman Road area. And then this is the area over Villa Luisa. And that is all of the neighborhood business zones in town, right there.
R2 is everything in yellow.
Yeah, the R2 zone out is all up in the upper section of town. So all this area along Route 6, this area over here, Bolton Center Road and Brandy Street near this. So this is near the town hall. And I'm going to guess that's maybe apartments now. It's kind of a weird.
There is. Has been for years.
Yes.
Okay. And then this area, this is Cider Mill on this side. This is the area off of Route 6 and 384. This is the area up by the lake on this side. That's all the R2 areas. This is an industrial area here on the backside of next to Able Coil.
Thank you, Patrice.
Yep.
Where's the apartments on South Road?
Testing me.
They're in the...
Here's South Road here. I'm not sure exactly where they are.
That's right there. Where you got the
okay, you're in it.
Okay. Of course, you've got Lakeside is here, which isn't even in either of those zones. It's in the RMUZ zone. That's where the 22 apartments are here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there anything else? Anything else from the public that hasn't been raised before? Okay, I don't see anything. Okay, so the
I don't think you have to ask Jeff and Quan about
them. No, they've already, as far as I know, they've said everything they have to say.
I have one question for the applicant. Okay. I do have one question. Does the applicant have a prospective model of what he intends to build? Will it conform to the existing environment? Would it be a good transition between residences in a residential zone and a business zone?
That's really a question for a future special permit public hearing, not for the text amendment. Okay. Right, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
I make a motion we close the public hearing.
Is there a second?
A second.
Motion.
Who seconded it?
Jeff Scala.
Yes.
Okay, so I will call the roll. We have a motion. Is there any discussion?
Have we read the motion?
Yeah, the motion's been made. It's to close the public hearing.
Okay, I'll go with that vote.
I see no discussion, so I'll call the roll. Rodney?
Aye.
Tom Robbins?
Aye.
Tom Crockett? Quan Gordon?
Aye.
Steve Clark?
Aye.
Jeff Scala?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Okay, the public hearing is closed. Old business, discussion, possible decision. Zoning regulation amendments to section 6A14 and 8B2B to amend traditional multiple dwelling complexes for seniors and allow in the neighborhood business zone, Michael Bagnacki, PL-23-4. Is there a motion?
May I ask a question?
Yes.
There was one additional amendment made that the applicant agreed to. So if you'd like to state, you had read it, I think, Tom. If I would assume you're voting to include that in your motion. And that would have been changed to section
B1.
Right. 8B1, I believe.
The purpose of the neighborhood business zone is to provide convenient shopping and services, delete the word and services. And additional housing choices. So that it reads, the purpose of the neighborhood business zone, NB, is to provide convenient shopping, services, and additional housing choices in a village atmosphere for residents in the southern portion of Bolton. And yes, the intent is to include that in the motion.
I will also ask that the applicant had agreed to the, which is basically a correction more than anything else, but was the correction in section 6A.15. The section number was changed from section D to section 7A.4, and it was because there is no section D. So we are just correcting and making sure that the section it refers to is an actual section. He did agree to that previous meeting.
I'll make that motion as read by Tom, and Tom is corrected by Patrice.
So the motion's been made?
Yes, the motion has been made.
And I second it.
And Jeff has seconded it, yes.
Oh, okay.
So is there any discussion now? You can't bring up anything we didn't have in public hearing.
Yes, I need you to repeat the motion because I didn't hear a motion in there. was the motion to amend the Bolton zoning regulations and then you listed the sections?
Yes.
Added and amended?
Yes. The motion is to amend the Bolton zoning regulations as proposed in number PL-23-4 with the change to 8B1 that I read.
Okay. And do we have an effective date? I would suggest if you're going to make an effective date to make this the beginning of next month, which would be August 1st.
I will include that in a moment. Effective date August 1st, 2023.
Is that enough time to publish?
Yes.
Advertise? Okay. I'll accept that change.
Thank you, Joe. Any other discussion? Okay. Then I will call the roll. Steve Clark?
Aye.
Juan Gordon?
Aye.
Jeff Scala?
Aye.
Tom Crockett?
Aye.
Tom Robbins?
Aye.
Rodney Fournier?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Was there any other old business under 6B that was to come up?
There was not.
Nothing? Okay. So we will move on to 7 new business. This is an 824 referral, erect temporary office structure in front of North Road Municipal Center for relocation of town office space.
And I can put any of this up on the board. Jim could not be here tonight, but he did write a letter, and there were plans and a map, I believe. And I'm pretty sure I can answer any of the questions that the commission might have. And for those of you who have not been part of an 8-24 referral before, it is a statutory referral for any municipal improvement that the Planning and Zoning Commission, in this case, it's Planning Commission if they're separate, but the Planning and Zoning Commission gets to review and make a recommendation to the Board of Selectmen, thumbs up or thumbs down, basically. And if they make a negative recommendation, then there is a different number of majority that they would need to pass a motion to move the project forward. So tonight there are two 8-24s. One is the first one is the erection of a temporary office building, office space, basically in front of the current senior center and Notch Road Municipal Center at 104 Notch Road. And I don't know if you want me to put these up, but there's a map of the area where the building would go, which is perpendicular basically to the current structure. And then there are plans actually that show the office space, a floor plan. This is a temporary style building. The structure is supported by stone pile piers, contains a mix of single and multiple workstation offices and two restrooms. There's two entrances. One of them will have a ramp meeting current accessibility requirements. The purpose is to provide office space for the offices currently in Notch Road Municipal Center so that the existing structure can be torn down in the near future. Part of the process will include removal of utilities serving the portion of the building slated to be torn down, which is everything but the senior center and rooms A and B. Utilities will be located to serve the temporary structure. I know, I'm sure you've heard talk about this, but this has been in discussion for some time as we've been discussing the fate of the Notch Road Municipal Center, and it's gotten to the point where they don't have a choice but to demolish that section of building. So they need a place to put the finance departments in there. There were 2 or 3 extra meeting rooms, and they may or may not move some of the offices from town hall if they need to over to that building as well.
Can I ask a quick question? What happened with the last?
The text amendment has been approved and it goes into effect on August 1st.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the last 8-24. I'm like, my goodness, I can't remember what the last one we did was.
I knew you were
talking. Mike, I will get in touch with you, Mike. Sorry.
That approval.
Yeah.
Thank you. Take care. Is there a reason they chose that spot in front of the school?
There.
Right. It's going to be in the way of them tearing it down.
Well, it's all about electricity
sewer.
And sewer, I think,
parking
is back here. Yeah. Something. Utility location, I think.
Right. Yeah. They're trying to use the existing utilities to tie in, and, you know, to locate it too much farther away would then be more costly.
And yes, this
and would be. We own the land, too.
And we own the land, yeah.
And by scale, it looks like it's about 40 feet away from the
road.
From the existing building that's going to be torn down.
Right.
And I think that's probably work. It's a little tight, but I think they can look it up.
Spare from the back.
Yeah. Well, there's a road out in the back.
Yes.
So the building's already been ordered, and I believe.
Oh.
They already bought the building, I think.
Yeah.
So all we're doing is approving.
You are making a recommendation, yay or nay. The project, from the staff perspective, is certainly as good as it's going to get for temporary office space to move those people from there 40 feet forward. While they decide what they're going to do with them in the end, and eventually it's consistent with the plan of conservation and development. You know, there's really not a lot else to say about it. I mean, for the what they're getting in office space is probably, it's first of all, it's more than what they have now, which would be nice because they're a little cramped and it won't leak. Hopefully. The ceiling is currently leaking in the finance department when it rains. So,
will we make a motion?
Yeah, I had a suggested motion. If you want to use that one, would be great.
The motion, that in accordance with Section 8-24, Municipal Improvements of the Connecticut General Statutes, the Bolton Planning and Zoning Commission has reviewed the request by the town administrator on behalf of the Board of Selectmen to erect a temporary office structure in front of the North Road Municipal Center, 104 Bolt Notch Road, for the relocation of town office space. The project is consistent with the POCD, and the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends acceptance of the same to the Board of Selectmen.
Motion, Tom Prophet.
Second.
Second, Rodney Fournier. Is there any discussion?
Who's going to pick up the permit fees?
Good question.
Any discussion from those online? I see none. I will simply say that I have fought the demolition of the Notch Road Municipal Center ever since it was abandoned as a school. But I lost the battle, and that's that. So yeah. You win some, you lose some.
Now we've got a beautiful temporary building coming up instead.
Dry.
Valiant attempt. There was a few others who were in the fight with you. So.
All right. Hearing no further discussion, I'm going to call the roll. Rodney?
Aye.
Tom Robbins?
Aye.
Aye.
Tom Crockett? Aye. Beat me to it. Jeff Scala?
Aye.
Steve Clark?
Aye.
Juan Gordon?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye.
Second project, I don't know if you've actually heard of. I actually hadn't heard of it until just recently, and that is an A24 for the construction of a patio at the Bentley Memorial Library. Patio is approximately 900 square feet. It's proposed to be constructed of concrete. The Board of Selectmen has not made a decision on the location, but it is slated to be determined at their meeting last night, according to his letter. The meeting location, they did make a determination, and it is to the rear of the library, not in front. the front of the building, I'm sorry, the second location in the rear of the structure up against the building where the rear door is the one that was chosen at the meeting. And there are utilities there to tap into if they need it. And the front location was actually probably an issue because of the septic area. So that's why it was chosen on the backside. My understanding is they're going to use this for outdoor programming, things that they want to do that they could use in the summer or different times of year that outdoors would be good. It is accessible. My understanding is it's accessible to the public and ADA accessible.
How much room is back there between the patio and the road? I guess I can go to Google Earth and look, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty good distance, actually, I think. You're talking about the road that runs behind the library,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably 40, 50 feet at least. And that the road is not that well traveled. It's usually people go around the front or come in on the other side.
I've never actually been down the road and back.
So, which I think I'm holding my map.
Do you want me to bring it up on Google Earth, Jeff?
I'm trying now.
In the front, there's a path, there's a walkway.
Yeah, but the walkway goes straight into the library. It doesn't turn like that. Was this the right map?
No. We don't have the right map. Thank you.
This is like an earlier version.
Future edition.
Oh, the sidewalk's here. And here's the back road. So they're saying this patio wants to be over here.
So the road you see on there is...
Excuse me.
Right?
Oh, sure.
Does it
say that?
No, that's road. Not too road. Hang on where's a second. Glasses.
No, if you hold the map, right. If north is straight up on your map, then the Toomey Road is directly behind the library.
Right, but that says Omner Road.
Something Road, yeah.
Sumner is to the almost due north.
So that's to the rear of the library.
No, that would be to the left side as if you're facing the front.
Toomey's to the rear.
Toomey's to the rear.
But there's no
Toomey. The library is where it is, but the parking is not where it's shown.
Yeah. Parking is on the right hand side there, which is
parking is on the right.
Yeah.
No, you must have a messed up map because the parking is.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a messed up map. That's what I'm saying. Okay, we got it.
Patrice, just open Google Earth.
Yeah, I'm trying. All right, here we go.
All right. We just make a motion, see this as referral.
They're going to cut a bunch of trees down to put this 900 square foot patio in?
I don't believe that they need to.
Somebody else in the library.
Well, no, there's Sumner Road.
Yeah,
there's Old Bolton and Toomey. So yeah, this is Sumner.
Parking's all on Old Bolton.
This is Old Bolton. So is the septic or the library out on the green?
It's in the front.
I thought it was out on the green, personally.
That's what they're kind of showing here.
Leaching field. Yeah.
Not quite, but close.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to... I'm trying to pull it up so I can put it on the screen just to be clear. And I can't figure out where the heck I am. Okay, it's not there. It's here. Awesome. Okay.
Septic is in the front.
I just needed to undo itself here. Come on.
The parking was actually put in at a different location.
All right. Here we go.
Well, the nearest tree based on Google Earth is within 20 feet of that building.
All right. So here's the library. And if you focus the parking Yeah, you do have the wrong map, don't you?
Parking is on top of the proposed septic system.
You're planning on moving the parking?
No. I think if you put Sumner Road, is this Sumner Road here?
No. Yes, that is Sumner, yep.
All right. So I think if you orient the library and Sumner Road to this picture, the thing that you see in yellow at the bottom of the map, which says approximate site and location of concrete patio, is correct. So they're talking about putting it down here.
In the northeast corner?
Right here.
It's east side. It's
east side, right.
Okay.
So how deep is the patio?
It looks like 20 feet wide. So 20 coming off of here, 20 feet. So you don't even get.
So that first, the closest tree to the library on that side is less than 20 feet.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell that because these are all shadows. So
you just follow to the base of the shadow.
Right. I understand that, but I don't know if they're actually touching this tree. The first, because it's going to come out here and it looks like it's going to curve around like that. Yeah. Or maybe it's curving to the trees and then coming back here.
Right on the money. Yeah.
It's going to be about the same width as the hip of the roof.
There you go.
Yep. That's right.
I mean, what's Patrice, any idea what the driving force behind this is?
I believe it was requested by the library for outdoor programming. And so they discussed it. I think they originally wanted it in the front. I can't remember if it was on this side or this side. I think it was this side because there was an issue with the big tree over here. So I don't know if it was this tree or this tree, but there was an issue with a tree and having it out front. So it was talked about putting it out back. This was wherever the septic system, they couldn't locate it on top of that. And they were concerned about the utilities. It's much easier on the backside here. So that's why they did it there.
When they talk about utilities, they're talking about just communications and power?
Yeah, I think it's just power for lights and, you know, if you needed plugs or something outside.
Do we know the cost?
He did not mention it, and I don't know if this is going to be, obviously there'll be some cost. I don't know if this is something that they're going to do, you know, that the town will do, or if it's something they're going to hire for, do an RFP for. I don't know the answer to that.
And the new sidewalks they're putting in coming from the town hall, where are those going on here?
So the sidewalk now is going to run
down Sumner, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to come down Sumner and come back through. I don't remember if they've relocated it this way or they're going all the way down and coming, but they've already started the work. If you're anywhere near Town Hall right now, you can see they've already started the work here. It's not shown on this map, but this work is done already to connect. So the next station, I can't remember, Jeff, if they, because there was discussion about bringing it down here, then there was discussion about leaving it right along Main Street. So I don't know for sure, but it won't interfere with whatever they're doing here.
Becoming a big city, we have sidewalks.
it's a multi-use trail, just like, it's actually it's more pervious than the Greenway. The Greenway is paved.
Until they get the brand, then they're going to pave it.
And Brandy's different.
So probably getting off topic here, but what's the ultimate plan for this path? Where's it going to go?
It's going to run eventually from the senior center school complex down Notch Road, down Main Street, and connect to the high school.
No connection to the bike path.
You'd be able to connect to the Hop River Trail.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yep, eventually you will.
Are they going down Steele's Crossing? Are they going through the woods? Or are they going down off the end of Toomey?
Eventually.
Or none of those?
The board clerk has her hand up.
Yeah, I did the minutes at last night's board selectman meeting. And if I remember correctly, don't quote me, but I think there's some grant money involved in the construction of this patio.
All right.
Thanks, Linda.
Okay, are we ready for a motion?
Yes. Yes, we're going to make a motion. Absolutely.
Tom's on fire. All the Toms are on fire.
All Toms are ready.
6 minutes past nine.
Yeah.
Oh. Pumpkins.
Got the motion in front of
them.
Hey, Tom, you got it?
I'll have it. I'll do it. I make a motion according to Section 8-24, Municipal Improvements of the Connecticut General Statutes. The Bolton Planning Zoning Commission has reviewed the request by a town administrator on the behalf of the Board of Selectmen to construct an outdoor patio on the Bentley Memorial Library at 206 Bolton Center Road for use for outdoor programming at the library. The project is consistent with the POCD by helping with the town's goals for greater connectivity and civil engagement, and the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends acceptance of the same to the Board of Selectmen.
Second.
And Quan got it.
Motion by Tom Crockett, second by Quan Vorden. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the roll. Roger Cormier.
Aye.
Tom Robbins.
Aye.
Tom Crockett.
Aye.
Jeff Scala.
Aye.
Vaughn Gordon.
Aye.
Steve Clark.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. And we are not going to have any more discussion on the Bolton subdivision and zoning regulations, but in the packet was a simplified chart.
Can I just ask for you all to do some homework?
Yes, please.
So, Mike, basically what you're seeing here is all of the business and industrial uses in those zones. We left out the residential zones in this, and combined all the uses that are allowed in those zones. And instead of having, you know, six pages like we do, we only have this many. And we put in there what they are, how they are allowed, either by site plan SP or special permit SUP. So your homework, if there's nothing there, then it means it's not allowed. So the homework would be to identify things that you think do not require a special permit, or you think that maybe could be done at a staff level and not necessarily need to come to the commission. That simply what we're trying to do is identify those things based on your discussions previous to this. And then we can have a discussion about that. The next thing we're working on is looking at combining some of the areas where it requires site plan requirements and special permit requirements. Those are located in several different places of the regulations, and the idea is to combine them all and hopefully get them to one place.
That's a good idea.
SP is special permit?
No, SP is site plan.
Site plan.
SUP is special use permit.
That's right. So the SUP is the one that requires the public hearing. The SP doesn't. And if you, like I said, if you can just look at it and say there shouldn't be any reason why this couldn't be done at a staff level, or this definitely should come before the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Well, you did your homework.
Grace?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is Steve Clark. Is it possible to have those maps emailed to me?
The maps of
the zones that you were referring to this evening?
Zoning map.
Oh.
You might want to show map? But not a map. Are you talking about what we're talking about, right?
Steve, are you talking about the zoning map?
No. Correct. Well, yeah, the ones referring to the
neighborhood business zone in the residential R2?
Correct.
Yeah, that's correct. Available online. Just type in Bolton zoning map and it'll pop right up.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Who seconded that?
Hey, Crockett.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
All right. Welcome.
All right.
All
right. I hope you guys weren't too sweaty there.
No, no, it was fine.
No, all right.
Perfect.
I said excellent, like guy.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.